one in three women would be in a relationship or have been victimized. And it happens to men as well. I'm Chal Pedragoza. I am the program director.
I'm Jackie Diachaval. I am the bilingual program manager.
We support, educate, and empower survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault.
And October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So are there some things that Response is doing to raise awareness this month?
We like to raise awareness every month and every day of the year. But this month has an emphasis on being conscious about how domestic violence is an epidemic. It can happen to everybody. It happens everywhere. Then I think people have the idea that because it's called domestic violence, it's like about physical abuse. And there's a lot of forms to maintain control and power over another person. Emotional abuse, such as name calling, financial abuse, which can be isolation.
Do you have any statistics about how common domestic violence is in our area?
I can speak about our numbers. And so far, we've served this year in 2017, as of October, almost 100 direct clients. And our hotline, we have a 24-hour hotline, helpline, had double the last year, and it's still October. So it's been almost 200 calls.
What do you think would cause it to spike up like that? Or is it just really variant from year to year?
I think it varies from year to year. We do see an increase in clientele, especially also in our Latino services. And I think it's because the outreach that Jackie and I have been doing, and we also have community teams that work in those issues. I think the word is out there that we're there to help and support people, and people reach out to us.
I think it has to do a lot with immigration issues. Up to the new president, we've been having a lot of clients. There's been a lot of fear. They're not reporting the cases to law enforcement, but they come to us because they trust us. We're not required to report it, but we still offer services to those clients, such as immigration, lawyers, therapy. I do the outreach and I do the direct services. We also do the school presentations to teenagers. I started a peer-to-peer group with Latino students that feel isolated, where they can speak more and feel comfortable and trust.
What are the demographics?
I'm doing the middle school now, and hopefully we're going to do high school too in Aspen. It would be ideal if we can also do Basalt, but that's something that, you know, we need to talk about because we have so many projects.
And some limited resources, but we're really trying to have people participate in this issue and just make it theirs, and it's up to everybody to prevent it.
So what are some things that somebody could do? I noticed that you have a bystander intervention training.
That's a new campaign that we're launching this year. We're an organization that obviously does direct services, but we are very interested in, again, just bringing the community together to be aware of those issues and intervene. And this campaign is about the bystander intervention training for bars and restaurants. So by training bartenders in intervening in certain situations where they might see that one of the people in the situation is not safe, and overcome these barriers of taking action, because we often think it's not my business. But if someone is really cannot give consent and has been drinking a lot, or someone is uncomfortable in a day or in a bar, just have the restaurant staff intervene and make sure that the person is safe.
And so for the average person who maybe is not directly a victim of domestic violence, but perhaps they suspect that someone they know might be, or maybe it is just a situation where they don't even know the people, but they think they're witnessing an incident, what resources do they have?
They can always call our hotline. Our hotline is 970-925-SAFE. It's 24 hours, 7 days a week. And we can just walk them through some steps to support someone that's in a domestic violence situation or an unhealthy relationship or has been sexually assaulted, or the victims themselves.
And is that service available to people who don't live in the Pickens County area?
We attend the phone to everybody. We answer and we listen to everybody. And then we might refer them to other resources in the Valley as well. We may collaborate with Advocate Safe House. Sometimes, as this Valley has a lot of people working up Valley and living down Valley, depending on where they are located and what's their convenience to go to one agency or the other.
Well, thank you so much, both of you, for coming in to to inform us a little bit more about domestic violence in October, Domestic Violence Awareness Month.